Hello, this is Catherine from Letco Flash. Is this Jose?
Yes, how you doing, Catherine? How you doing?
Doing good. How are you, Jose?
Good, good.
Good. Good to hear. Well, again, just to give you a heads up, this call may be recorded for training and quality assurance purposes. I hope that's okay.
That's fine.
All right. And, by the way, too, is this a good time now to go over your concerns?
Yeah, we can go over the stuff.
Wonderful. Yes. So you wanted to get more leads. I mean, this is as per a conversation yesterday. You wanted to get more leads about your Google Business Profile needing completion and to use photos and videos from your Google Business Profile to your website. That was actually the information you mentioned to me yesterday.
Yes. About getting the leads because I haven't really any calls from Global Splash. But since I'm paying for Google too, like I have my own thing with Google and I get more calls from Google than I do from Global Splash. I know they took away like a 40 period.
You mean you're paying Google, are you doing Google Ads with Google?
Yes.
I mean, are you doing it yourself?
Yes.
Okay. All right, let me just take a look at your Google Business Profile. I think I know what you're referring to in terms of the completion. I'm thinking you're referring to the profile strength.
The
suggestions. The suggestions that Google provides in here is that you need to run Google Ads.
Correct.
Okay, so you need to run Google Ads. That's one. And then the other one in here is to get a custom email, which is what we call Google Workspace. These are the two suggestions that I'm able to pull up as per your Google Business Profile.
Okay.
But because I'm thinking you may have misunderstood Google Ads. Are you paying Google separately for running Google Ads? Are you running pay-per-click?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're already running Google Ads, but I'm not sure why, if you do click on complete info on your Google Business Profile, it's still, it's asking for you to run Google Ads.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, I do get calls from Google, so I know it's working, you know.
Okay.
Or stuff like that. I know it's working, so they call me late at night and just randomly they'll call me from different, right now I just got a call from Google, actually from Local Flag right now, but it was just to get
okay.
But, like I said, I don't know if Local Flag is there, like, I know they told me to wait for like a 40 period to start seeing results, or if I haven't received results, to call them and let them know, hey, we need to do something different, you know? Because I know that I'm not paying that much on it, too, but I know I'm supposed to get some type of lead, but I haven't received anything really pretty much.
Well, I totally get your point, of course, since we're doing some marketing. I mean, you're really looking forward for, I would say, best results. For Google Ads, I mean, again, I'm not really sure, but you've mentioned you do Google Ads. I would highly recommend you continue to do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a question. Is he supposed to have a separate email? Because he's telling you he has Google Ads with the one email, but this Flash thing is supposed to have another email? So it can link up together with, to work together with Google Ads?
I'm not really sure if I'm getting the question correct.
Because you're saying that you're seeing his profile and it's telling him to activate Google Ads, correct?
Yes, that's what I see in your Google Business Profile. And you could also see that on your Google Business Profile, too. There are two suggestions for a good profile strength. It says here to run Google Ads and to opt into Google Workspace, which is the the business-branded email.
And what email do you see on your end?
As far as what I do see here, the email we have on file is teddyarroyo11@yahoo.com.
Correct. So that's the email that should be on Google's, on Flash, right?
That's the email that we're using to send you updates. And, of course, that's the email where the leads should come in once potential customer actually reaches out to you on the website. That's correct. But the workspace, again, both Google Ads and the workspace is going to have you spend more, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Those two products is going to have you spend more because first, let's talk about Google Ads. It's a pay-per-click product of Google. So what happens there, Jose, is you pay Google to run an ad for your business. Now, the good thing there is that it really does improve visibility because when an ad is up there, it goes all the way to the top of the page, both in the Google search results and the map section. Now, this is regardless of the ranking. Even if your ranking is way too far, your Google ads will be at the very top of the page. It does get an emphasis because it shows sponsored. I'm sure you've seen it somewhere, but it would show sponsored, for which it's an indication that it's a Google Ads that's your, you know, that you're currently running on Google. And then
uh-huh.
The good thing there as well is that, I mean, Google Ads have been known to really provide some good returns in your investment. And it actually, yes?
Is Flash supposed to generate leads separately from my own Google Ads, or is it linked?
That's a very good question. It's actually not linked because you're running your ads on your end, like you're running it personally. But what we build for your business is actually a strong online presence. You don't actually pay us per lead. You pay us to optimize your business. Okay,
uh-huh.
To be highly visible on both the maps and the Google search results page, and
okay.
Also at the same time to run the website and optimize the website too. So that's actually what you're paying us,
so
to say.
So you're just primarily doing the website, right, as far as the services we offer, which you provided us the domain for it, correct?
Yes. Go ahead.
And so you provided the website, and then you also just took his original online profile and then optimized it.
That's a very good question. I would say yes, we are now managing your Google business profile, optimizing it. Plus, we also run you in different directories too. So we've got directories that we put you up. So let's say, I would say we promote you on Yelp. We promote you, let me see, on Facebook, if you want to be promoted on Facebook. And we've got Apple Maps, too, if you ever happen to have an address, like an address that we can show online, which is you do have, we can put you on the Apple Maps section as well.
But have y'all done that? Or is that an
yep.
extra fee?
Oh, no, it's not an extra fee. I do see here, it's actually a new product that we do have, just to give you a heads up. So we're working on it. I'm going to submit your business to be up on the Apple Maps section because
yes.
I do see you show your address online. I'll send them an information about it. So by then, people or, like, potential customers who uses both Google or, like, an Android and Apple are able to locate your business. We also put you on Bing. If you want to be on Facebook, you just have to let us know. We can create you a Facebook page, too. And if you want to be on Yelp, we can also create you a Yelp page, too.
And question. Now,
yes?
So now you're telling me Flash is doing that and has done that already for us, correct?
Let me see. So for Bing, yes, I would say that would be a yes. Let me take a look into your onboarding call because it would be depending on your onboarding call if you've opted into them. I do see here during your onboarding call you did not want a Facebook page. You did not want a Yelp page. So we didn't do it.
Okay. Yeah, I agree with the Facebook. What about the Yelp? Do you have Yelp? But the Yelp I'm already paying for it with your services, correct?
Yes, if you do want to be listed on Yelp, I can get you on Yelp. That's correct.
Yeah,
that's included.
Please. Yeah, if it's included,
okay.
Do it.
Yep, I'll go ahead and send a request now to get you up on Yelp. So we'll get you up on the Apple Maps, the Yelp. But how about Facebook? You mentioned you agree on Facebook?
On Facebook, we're going to post through. He has a great online presence on Facebook.
Okay.
I'm going to show him how to market there and advertise through, Marketplace and so on.
Okay, sure. So I'll get you an Apple Maps, and then we'll create a Yelp page. So we'll let you know once these are actually done. We'll send you updates continuously. And what we're going to do as well is that we're going to go ahead and optimize or re-optimize your Google Business Profile on the website, too, for better visibility. Let's see.
How do you know your product is working? Do you have some form of analytics, some way you could track movement on Yelp and on Google and everything that you're optimizing? Do you have some sort of way to track it, and you could check any click and inbound calls, and they click to find out how?
You mean on Yelp?
Anywhere. How do you know your product, what you're doing, is working for me?
That's a very good question. I hope you remember in your onboarding call, Jose, you've opted into what we call a call tracking number. So whenever a potential customer dials that phone number, it actually gets reflected on the local Flash dashboard that a potential customer called you. Actually, have you been into your dashboard?
Yes.
Okay, so the latest one that I do see here on your dashboard was one from 7/26. Let me see. Oh, yeah, there's one from today, right? You mentioned that one. It's recorded. They dial the call tracking number. The one from 7/26 as well, I see here one from 7/11. If the lead came in from the website, it's also going to be on the local Splash dashboard. I see here as well one from June. It says I need a tow. So all of these, as long as they use the call tracking number to reach out to you, then we would know it's from our marketing campaign.
Yeah, and as far as Yelp, you're going to put your own marketing number that's going to help you track, correct?
Yes, that's correct as well, for Yelp.
So when did I start using this product, this Flax product?
I'm sorry, when are you able to start?
No, when did we activate your program? When did we hire you?
Let me see. Okay. I see here that was 29th of May.
So then we have June 29th, and we're going to reach on. So we completed 2 months with you guys as far as 2 months in business with you guys. And out of those 2 months, obviously we had to wait the 40 days to get the movement going. So that gives us an additional month we can use to see. So out of those 2 months, how many inbound calls have you seen from your end?
I see about 4.
Yeah, and is that good for you? Will you consider this a successful run, or should we try to get some other? So why should we keep you? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's a very good question. Well, one thing for sure is that here at Local Splash, what we're confident about is that our processes work. Okay, we've had a lot of successes. We have a lot of long-term clients because, again, our processes work. Yes, I would say 4 calls is kind of like very minimum. But we can also, again, continue to work on your account to gain more. We can continue to optimize and get things up in terms of housing, ranking, visibility. We'll send the request to get you an Apple Maps Yelp optimization. I'm also going to reach out to our Google team, okay, to see what we can do about your Google Business Profile. But what you can do on your end, I understand you have a lot of reviews, but please continue gaining reviews. We need to create traction and activities in your Google Business Profile. And then also at the same time...
Yeah, as far as the reviews, I'm doing
you got it correct. It's good.
My end, I just need your guys to do your end, because We're trying to make money, you know, and every dollar, whether it's a quarter, 50 cents, I don't care how much we're paying, but what we're saying is we're trying to optimize our, you know, we need revenue, you know, in order for us to keep paying for all these things, we need revenue. And in 2 months, 4 leads is unacceptable as far as my end. You know, we can use, we can start a campaign ad through somewhere else with $5, $10. And, you know, we'll definitely get more calls than this. So I do need you guys to step up and give us, you know, more leads. Because, like I said, as far as reviews, if I didn't do what I'm doing, I wouldn't pretend I was only doing you to help my business. I would not eat, pay my rent, pay my insurance, pay my bills. Does that make sense?
Of course, totally makes sense, Jose. And again, we'll get on the works on that. We actually just depended on your onboarding call when you had it with us. Your onboarding call was all the information that we needed to get these marketing that we do, I would say, started. I'm not really sure what transpired on your onboarding call, but as per the notes, you've actually said no to most of what we do. That's the reason why we did not build Yelp. We did not build like Apple Maps and the rest. So that's mainly the reason why we did not proceed with the other products that we do have. So rest assured, since I got a confirmation from you now, then we'll move forward with those. Okay. Again, we'll do some rounds of optimization on your account. And then I would recommend pictures. Okay. So whenever you complete a job, you send us pictures. So we have activities on your Google business profile and new pictures come in because Google loves pictures.
And as you can see, we have a bunch of pictures on there. We have a bunch of videos on there.
On the Google business profile?
Yeah. If you can go on there
okay.
now, while you're on there, go check.
Sure. Yes, I'll go ahead and send an information to our website team to refer pictures and videos from your Google business profile. Okay?
Thank you, because, like I said, we're
not a problem.
We have hundreds of pictures on there.
Yes, for sure. And again, I mean, I understand you're also running Google Ads on your end, but of course, if you do want us to run it for your business too, just let us know. We've got a Google Ads specialist that works on it, so... I mean, it also gets reflected in your local Splash dashboard. I mean, the impressions,
maybe,
the clicks, the results.
We could probably do that maybe in the future. Let's start with this, what we're trying to resolve now, and we'll talk about that in the future.
Sure, yeah. No worries at all. Just let us know, okay? But I'm sure that after these processes we'll be doing, you will see a really good improvement in terms of your visibility and the returns that you will be getting. So, yeah, really looking forward for the best, Jose. I'll start on the processes that I've mentioned, and you'll be getting updates from it from time to time. Okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
Not a problem, Jose. Let us know as well if you ever need assistance, okay?
Okay.
All right. Talk to you soon, and you have a wonderful FE day.
Good to you. Bye. Turn off.